This podcast is brought to you by Kaiser Chennai. Moldy cheese, safe or unsafe? The tome I bought had severe mold growth. Is it safe for consumption? The first thing one must understand is that microorganisms like mold are what makes cheese. In a lot of ways, cheese is mold, with a notable exception of fresh cheeses that are meant to be consumed shortly after they are made. Most cheeses owe their distinctive deliciousness and texture to the microbiological growth that occurs when mold, bacteria and other microbes feast on the proteins and sugars present on the milk, transforming them into a wide range of flavorful compounds. Mold is an integral part of the cheese making process. Most of the time, if you see some mold, you can just cut it off about an inch around and below the mold spot. Now, how much you have to cut off has to do with the kind of cheese you're working with. Microorganisms survive in wet environments and are less active in dry ones, which means that mold roots will barely be able to penetrate the surface of a hard, salty cheese like brie or aged cheese like cheddar, but it will be able to get deeper into a semi-soft cheese like mild cheddar. And as for extremely wet, fresh cheeses like mozzarella, ricotta, cream cheese, labneh, the mold will most definitely have changed the flavor of the cheese and probably not in a good way. This will affect the health condition and probably food poisoning. In many ways, the job of the cheesemaker is mold maintenance, making sure the right kind of mold is growing in the right place and at the right time. The first thing in the morning the cheesemaker does is to check on the cheese and see if any mold has grown throughout the night. They would want the cheese to look nice for the customers, and a lot of people are disgusted around the mold. Please do understand that these will enhance and help in the process of ripening of the aged cheese. These molds make them taste bitter and sour as for the right indication of an aged cheese. Except for a few types that are quite rare to find on cheese, such as the dark black-grey mold Aspergillus niger, most mold isn't going to harm you at all. The molds, which are a part of the cheese making process, are integral to the flavor and texture of the finished cheese. The mold that keeps growing in your fridge isn't bad at all. It has helped you in the process of aging. For further information, please visit my website www.pavitrakrishnaprasad.com. You can also write to me pavitrakrishnaprasad@gmail.com.